Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. We're going super local for this one.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Going hyperlocal to La Porte, Texas. Specifically, we're diving into the November 2024 issue of Around La Porte.
Okay.
Their community newspaper. And it's really interesting, just kind of a mix of, like, you know, local news, events, some puzzles. You know, it really feels like a classic small-town newspaper. And, I mean, some interesting stuff pops up right away.
Like what?
Well, first off, there's this whole thing about the La Porte City Council voting to restrict vape shops. They're only allowed in heavy industrial zones now.
Mm.
And apparently this has been going on for like 2 years. There were some residents like David Gianda, Amber Carter, and Nancy Ojeda who were really pushing for it.
It seems like that's becoming a bigger and bigger issue everywhere, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, just thinking about vaping and how we regulate it, especially access for kids.
Mm-hmm. Right. It even mentions in the article that some people were kind of worried about the economic side of it, too.
Yeah.
Like, what restricting vape shops would do to local businesses and taxes in La Porte.
Right. Because it's always this balance, right?
Yeah.
You know, trying to balance, like, the health risks, and particularly for young people, against businesses and people's individual freedoms.
Yeah, definitely.
Hmm. It'll be interesting to see what happens with all of this in the Texas legislature next year in 2025.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that's coming up soon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, speaking of things that can be a little controversial.
Oh, what's that?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, fun.
This issue is just packed with Thanksgiving stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, everything from, like, historical stuff to ads for all the restaurants. Like, there's this really cute article about the history of the holiday.
Oh.
You know, going all the way back to the first Thanksgiving in 1621.
You know, it's funny because Thanksgiving is a holiday that has so many layers to it, you know, because there's the traditional story and then there are all the different perspectives, especially for Native Americans, right?
Right.
And everybody feels a bit differently about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just interesting how it can evoke such different emotions for people.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, you got the restaurant ads. I mean,
yeah.
King's Family Holiday Package, they're offering smoked or fried turkey. And then Ernie's is doing their Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Oh, wow.
Only $33 a person. That sounds like a steal.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes me wonder what your Thanksgiving traditions are. Do you cook a big meal or do you go out or do you...
I'm definitely team let someone else handle it.
Okay, good choice.
Yeah. But before we get too distracted by, you know, Thanksgiving and all the good food.
Okay.
We have to talk about this story about Officer Lee Pinion. He's like a local hero. He rescued this driver who was trapped on the Fred Hartman Bridge during Hurricane Beryl.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear about this.
Yeah. So can you imagine this? A truck is just dangling off the bridge. Winds are like 63 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
And the driver is just clinging to a suspension cable. It's insane.
Oh, my gosh.
That's terrifying. I know. Officer Pinion, I mean, he risked his life to get this guy. And not only that, he was able to clear everyone off the bridge so no one else got hurt. I mean,
wow.
Talk about a hero.
That really is amazing, especially considering how quickly Hurricane Beryl intensified. I mean, you know, a lot of people were really caught off guard by that.
Yeah, totally. It just goes to show how unpredictable these hurricanes can be.
It really does.
And how dangerous. You know, even bridges, you think those would be safe.
Yeah, you would think so.
But, what? You know, things happen. And, you know, it's pretty cool, actually. So the Combined Law Enforcement Associations of Texas, they recognized Officer Pinion.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, they, yeah. I just think it's so important to, like, recognize these acts of courage, you know, especially when they happen during these emergencies. I mean, think about it. These first responders,
mm-hmm.
they put their lives on the line to help people. We should celebrate them.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's switch gears a little bit. Let's go from, you know, immediate danger of a hurricane
yep.
to this long-term project they're doing to protect the region. It's called the Ike Dike.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. The coastal barrier system, right?
Yeah. And this month, they're featuring an article about Michelle Bechtel.
Okay.
He's the former mayor of Morgan's Point, and he's like a huge advocate for the Ike Dike.
Interesting. What's his background?
So he started as a petroleum geologist, then he was a wildcatter, then mayor, and now he's leading this giant infrastructure project.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So the Ike Dike is basically this massive coastal barrier system that's supposed to protect the Galveston Bay Area from those huge storm surges.
Right, like what happened during Hurricane Ike back in 2008.
Exactly. They're going to have these giant gates across the Bolivar Roads. That's like a key shipping channel.
Wow.
It's called the Bolivar Road Gate System. Yeah, and it's not just concrete and steel. They're trying to do ecosystem restoration and other things to make the area more resilient.
Interesting. So it's like a multifaceted approach, protecting people and property, but also thinking about the industries and ecosystems that rely on the Gulf Coast.
Exactly. And it's such a huge project. I mean, just think about who's involved.
Yeah, who?
The Gulf Coast Protection District, the Texas General Land Office, even the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It's a lot of collaboration.
That is a lot of people to get on the same page.
I know. And, the article also talks about how this project could impact the environment, which is something to think about too.
Yeah, for sure. That's always a concern with these huge projects, trying to find that balance between progress and protecting the environment. But you can't deny, I mean, the potential benefits of something like this are huge, if it can really protect against those devastating storms.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, Bechtel, the guy in charge, he actually saw the devastation caused by Hurricane Betsy and Katrina in Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
And that really got him passionate about this project. It's just a reminder that these storms,
Yeah.
they can really change people's lives.
It's true. And the Ike Dike is a great example of how a local issue can actually become something much bigger. I
Yeah.
mean, it's about protecting the Galveston Bay Area, but it's also about protecting a major shipping hub and the national economy. And it raises questions about how we prepare for the future,
Right.
especially with climate change and stronger storms.
Absolutely. Okay, let's take a break from these huge projects and talk about some of the other stories that show what life is like in LaPorte. There's a section called Community Happenings, and it's so interesting. It really gives you a sense of what's going on in the town.
Okay, what's in there?
Well, I thought it was cool that San Jacinto College got this award for maritime stewardship. So they're doing things right when it comes to being environmentally responsible in the maritime industry.
That's awesome, especially since that's such a big industry in the area.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's these two teachers, Yalitza Cienfuegos and Alyssa Ruffin. They won a regional science lab challenge.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, it's called the Shell Science Lab Challenge. And it's really cool to see teachers being recognized for their work,
Yeah, absolutely. They're the ones who shape the next generation.
I know. And then they have all these little snippets about other things going on, like a blood drive, Main Street Trade Days, a new public probate administrator, just the everyday stuff that makes up a town.
Yeah, it's like a little window into the life of the community.
Exactly. It's easy to focus on, national news and all the big events, but taking a look at a local paper like this
Yeah.
really reminds you that there's a whole world happening right in our own backyards.
That's true. And sometimes those local stories, they're the ones that really resonate with us.
Yeah, I think so.
They remind us of the importance of community and those everyday acts of resilience and the people who are making a difference in their own way.
Totally. It's a good reminder.
Yeah. It's amazing how you see these connections, even in something as small as a local newspaper.
Yeah, like what?
Well, like this article here. The LaPorte Retired School Employees Association is hosting a meeting, and they're bringing in this retired teacher
Right.
who created this award-winning outdoor education program.
Wow.
Yeah. And it actually started here in LaPorte, and now other districts are using it too.
That's awesome. Like something that started small had such a big impact.
Exactly. And, it really shows how much these retired teachers still care about education. They want to share their knowledge and help kids learn. It's heartwarming.
It really is.
Yeah.
Speaking of impact, I was thinking about the Ike Dike again.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
Well, the article mentioned that former state senator Larry Taylor, he was a big reason they got funding for it.
Oh, yeah.
It just shows how important it is to have people who are really pushing for these big projects at the state level.
I agree. And, the fact that the whole Texas delegation is behind the Ike Dike, it shows that both parties recognize how important this is. It's not just about protecting the coast, it's about the economy and national security, too. It's a big deal.
It really is. And the article mentions how Bexel, the guy leading the project,
Yeah.
he saw the devastation caused by Betsy and Katrina in Louisiana firsthand, and it really motivated him to push for this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's just a reminder that these storms have real consequences for people.
Yeah, it's easy to forget that when you're not the one facing it.
Right.
Those personal stories are powerful because they remind us that it's not just about money, it's about protecting people and their homes.
Okay, well, let's change gears a little bit and talk about something a little lighter. I always like reading the Around the Club section.
Oh, yeah, it is fun to see what everyone's up to.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. The LaPorte Rotary Club, they're doing their hook, line, and sinker fishing tournament. And it raises money for the Special Olympics. I love that.
That's awesome. It's like fun with a purpose.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then there's the Bay Forest Handicap Association. They're having their club championship.
Oh.
It's great to see how people come together over these shared hobbies.
Yeah, it creates a real sense of community.
Totally. Yeah, oh. The LaPorte Bulldogs, they beat Kingwood Park and Crosby in football. High school football is such a big deal in towns like this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Big time.
And Gianna Palomares, she's this freshman runner. She qualified for the UIL 5A state cross country meet. That's huge, you know, for the UIL. That's the University Interscholastic League.
Oh, yeah. They run all the public school competitions in Texas.
Yeah, so that's a big accomplishment for her.
It is. It's inspiring to see these young athletes doing so well.
It is. Okay, let's take a quick look at the classifieds. I always find something interesting in there.
It's a mixed bag for sure.
Well, this one caught my eye. There's an ad for a housekeeper at a local motel. It just makes you think about all the people working behind the scenes.
It does, right?
Yeah.
The everyday jobs that keep things running. You know, and I always love the nice catch and nice buck section.
Me too. They're so fun.
That people sharing their hunting and fishing stories and photos. It's just classic Texas, you know, outdoors and wildlife.
I love it. Okay, what's going on at the library this month?
Let's see. For kids, they're featuring Elmo's Best Thanksgiving Ever. Seems appropriate,
Oh, that's cute.
right? And then for adults, there's a book called Who Are Veterans? It talks about the challenges veterans face when they come home.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's important to remember the sacrifices veterans make and be there for them when they need support.
You know, this whole deep dive into around LaPorte,
Yeah.
it really paints a picture of life in this town. We see the good, the bad, the exciting, the challenging. It's just a reminder that there's so much going on everywhere you look.
It is. And even though it's a small town, there's such a richness and depth to life here.
I agree. It's been fascinating.
Before we move on to the last part, I think it's important to acknowledge the role that a local newspaper plays. I mean, Around LaPorte is a source of information. It gives people a voice and it records the history of the town. It's important.
It really is.
Yeah.
Especially now with everything being digital, there's something special about a printed newspaper.
Yeah, it's tangible, you know? It connects people in a different way.
So I think it's important for everyone to stay connected to their community somehow.
I agree.
Whether it's through a newspaper, online, or just talking to your neighbors, it can really make your life richer.
It can. And who knows, you might discover something amazing right in your own backyard.
That's true.
All you have to do is look and listen.
It's really amazing when you look at this issue, how connected everything is in LaPorte.
Yeah, even in a small town, there are so many things that touch every aspect of life.
Exactly. Like take the CenterPoint Energy thing.
Oh, yeah, the Greater Houston Resiliency Initiative.
Yeah.
What about it?
Well, it might seem like just another infrastructure project,
Right.
but it affects everyone in the community, especially with those power outages we had a while back.
Oh, yeah, that's true. People are definitely thinking more about the power grid now.
For sure. So the article talks about CenterPoint doing all this stuff.
Like what?
Well, like replacing poles, managing vegetation, installing automation devices, even burying some power lines.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a huge project.
Well, it makes sense though, right? I mean, they're trying to make sure the grid can handle extreme weather.
Exactly.
So there are fewer outages.
Yeah, and it's not just about keeping the lights on, you know. Think
Yeah.
about businesses, hospitals, schools.
Right.
Everyone needs reliable power.
Absolutely. I mean, a strong infrastructure is essential for any community.
Totally. Okay, so on a less positive note,
Uh-oh.
there's an article about the U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board, the CSB.
Okay.
They're investigating a hydrogen sulfide release at the Pemex refinery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it just reminds you that industries can be dangerous, even if they're important for the economy.
Yeah, that's scary. But at least the CSB is looking into
All
it.
right. And it's interesting because they don't actually issue fines or anything, really.
Yeah, they just focus on figuring out what caused the accident and how to prevent it from happening again.
That's good. It lets them be more impartial, you know.
Exactly. It's all about transparency and accountability.
I agree.
You know, it's easy to get caught up in all these stories about big projects and investigations,
Yeah.
but it's important to remember the people.
Oh, absolutely. The people are the heart of any community.
Exactly. And this issue has so many little snapshots of the people who make LaPorte what it is.
I like that.
Like there's this ad for Maine 101 Grill and Bar. They're telling people to book their holiday parties early.
Oh, yeah. Got to get those reservations
I
in.
know, right? And they're offering delivery and setup for their Thanksgiving extravaganza. And then Mike Cooksley Insurance, he's reminding people to use their flex dollars before the end of the year.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. And it might seem like just ads, but you can really get a sense of the people behind these businesses, you know, their
Absolutely.
personality and their values.
Yeah, it makes you want to support them even more. Totally. Well, this has been a really interesting deep dive into Ron LaPorte.
It has.
We've learned about so much. Vaping regulations, hurricane protection, these amazing rescue efforts.
That was a good one.
Right? And all the local happenings, the talented students and athletes. It's been a journey.
We've seen the good and the bad and everything in between.
And through it all, we've seen this amazing spirit of community.
Right. People coming together, helping each other, facing challenges head on.
It's really inspiring. So as we wrap up, I just want to encourage everyone listening,
Yeah.
get involved in your own community.
That's
Find
it.
those hidden gems, those inspiring stories that are happening all around you.
It's worth it. You never know what you'll discover.
That's so true. Sometimes the most amazing things are right in our own backyards.
Absolutely. I